this podcast, we'll be talking about the recent workplace fatalities and your role and your duty of care as an employee to ensure that you identify and assess the risks.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of For Safety's Sake. Today we're going to discuss issues with regards to a lot of incidents that happen in the workplace lately, covered in the news. So we have today myself, Lydia Halim Troikov, and also David Carter. We are going to explain what are the consequences of us as an employee when we see risk or issues surrounding our workplace. So Troikov, would you like to start with what your thoughts about the incidents and accidents that happen lately that's been broadcast in the news?
Well, I guess starting off with first and foremost, a little bit surprised that these events are occurring, but it's not at all shocking. I think the biggest thing that worries me is the comments that are coming through from the media in relation to people afraid to speak up and afraid of losing their jobs. So that's the one that really grabbed my attention, and want to discuss those points of view. So we'll discuss it together with Dave, and in relation to what your guys' obligations are as employees on a work site. Yes, you do have an obligation to speak up. So we're going to have a look at both sides of the aspects. So we're going to have a look at legislative and also have a look at your moral obligation as an employee. All right, so let's head it off. Let's have a look, mate. What's your point of view, Dave? It's really interesting when we have a look at the legislation point of view. The legislation is quite clear on the employer's roles and responsibility in the workplace, in particular about identifying hazards and controlling risks.
Right. Well, let me first touch on the simple fact that the Act covers all persons. It binds all persons. So therefore, every person, if they're working on a worksite, they are actually bound by the Act. And then if you look at, there's Section 33 of the Work Health and Safety Act, it tells us that a person commits an offence if they have a health and safety duty and they fail to comply with that duty. Therefore, having said that and having read that, it means quite clearly that any person who is working on that site, if they have a duty and they fail to comply, then it's quite simple. They've committed an offence. Now, it's a lot easier, and even though they may have a fear of losing their job, it's a lot easier to go and get another job than to go and get another life, because life comes without a warranty. Yeah. And therefore, if they've got a responsibility to speak up about unsafe work practices, then they must do so. And it's worth noting also that that person who is working on the worksite, if they have been proven to have failed to speak up, they can be issued with an on-the-spot fine by inspectors from Work Health and Safety Queensland, and likewise in New South Wales and other states other than Victoria. I'm not sure how the legislation sits in Victoria, but the legislation in Queensland is reflective of all the other states in Australia excepting Victoria. So it's very, very well worth keeping in mind that you can be fined.
But the biggest issue, I know a lot of comments have come back to me, Dave, and I hear a lot from people, is that I am afraid of losing my job. So if I do speak up, I am going to lose my job. You know, I can't afford to buy food for my family. I can't afford to live and expend and live my life that I'm living if I speak up. And I guess the message we need to try and get across to people is that our lives are worth more than a situation that we're facing. It's easy for us to say we sit here and we've got things to fall back on. We've always got safety to fall back on. But the people here that only trades have got is a trade skill. And if they speak up the classes as goody two shoes or troublemakers in the worksite. So I guess the whole thing is trying to change the PCBU's understanding of their duty of care in relation to workplace health and safety. So if we look at their duty of care and responsibility, so all those guys out there listening, thanks for tuning in. If you're a PCBU, hey, have a listen to this, what your legal obligations are under the legislation. And they are, Dave?
Yes, the PCBU's obligations are obviously under Section 19 of the Act. They have a responsibility to provide a safe and healthy work environment. And there's no reason in the world why they shouldn't be able to do that. And bearing in mind, a lot of PCBUs have the idea and the attitude that it's not reasonably practicable. However, the cost factor doesn't enter into the equation unless the cost is so prohibitive that it would bankrupt the company. And therefore, if the cost is, say, $5,000 or $10,000, the judiciary, if anything did happen to go pear-shaped, the judiciary would not look at that issue of the financial side of things. They would say it was reasonably practicable for you to be able to provide that, and therefore you are in breach. And it could be a Section 31 or a Section 32, which is a reckless conduct causing either death or serious injury or the potential to cause it. And heaven forbid, worst came to worst, it could be Section 34, which is industrial manslaughter. And it is certainly our wish that none of this would ever occur. We don't want to see anybody who is put in a position where they're at risk of being killed.
Yeah, and we're looking at it, and having a look at the stats already for this year, we're 111 in Australia workplace fatalities, which is quite scary to think that that's been so high in such a time as what we're facing today with safety so adamant, and so many companies out there putting their points forward, saying we put safety first and we focus on safety. And you see all these notice boards along business sites and see we respect safety or we focus on safety, but yet we're finding 111 workplace fatalities in September this year, and we're already looking at 111 fatalities. So I mean, guys, you know, we really need, guys and girls, everyone out there in the worksite, guys, we need to really look after each other. We have a trade here in Australia, and that's looking after your mate and looking after your buddy, all right? And we really need to do that. We, as workers in a workplace, need to stand up for each other and look after each other.
Now, also, in keeping with that, if you have a fear of losing your job, Workplace Health and Safety, or Work Health and Safety Queensland, however they want to name themselves, and the Safe Work New South Wales, they have anonymous lines where you can actually phone in anonymously and you can make a complaint about an unsafe workplace. So if you have any concerns about losing your job, feel free to make use of that facility to phone anonymously and make a complaint, because at the end of the day, it's your life on the line.
That's it. And paramount, guys, it's about protecting each other and supporting each other. And so focus on that, guys. Look after each other and we can all go home. The idea of this whole podcast and the whole idea of what we're out there for doing for TAC Resources is to help people understand their obligations, responsibilities, to make sure that we provide advice in providing a safe means of work for you guys out there. So if there's anything we can help you out with, please feel free to give us a call or drop us a line on TAC Resources, www.tacresources.com.au, and we're more than happy to have one of our representatives, either Dave or myself, come out and have a chat to you guys in your workplace. But remember, guys, we're Australians. We all like to look after each other. So let's live the Australian life and let's start looking after each other. Stand up. If you see something at risk, don't be afraid, guys, to stand up and say something, guys, because it could be the difference between someone going home and someone not going home at the end of the day.
Well, thank you so much, Troy and Dave. So you guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope that give you enough reasons for us as employee to speak up. Really, duty of care equals looking after our mates. And also there's a message there for the management. From the management perspective, please, the response to the concern need to be taken account as well. Thank you for listening, and until next time to our next episode of For Safety's Sake.